This is an AudioTeach audio. Find out more at audioteach.com. Thank you for your attention. My name is Michael, and I'll be your guide on this journey. The purpose of this audio is to introduce you to and make you aware of the subjects covered and inspire you to do your own further research. I've included prompts for each step of the testosterone production process so you can fact check and further your own research. Hormone modulation is a serious thing and can have serious consequences, so it is highly recommended that you have blood tests done to monitor your hormonal health. This audio is intended for guys who take charge of their own health and make decisions based on their own research. That's why this audio and the material that accompanies it are for informational purposes only, and what follows is not medical advice, only knowledge you can choose to act upon or not. While the endocrine system can be complicated, creating a nurturing environment for it is not. But if you are unsure, seek the advice of someone who is. Introduction. Greetings, aspiring testosterone warrior. We are about to set out on a journey of discovery, one of great importance for any man making his way through the modern world. A warrior is most often thought of as one who fights for and defends his people, whether it's a clan, tribe, or even an empire. Warriors are strong with single purpose of mind, to win the war. As a man in the 21st century, you need to develop a warrior-like mindset if you want to keep your alpha male characteristics. Testosterone, considered the chief or warrior hormone, the one that makes you strong, sharp-minded, quick on your feet, and able to reproduce, is being attacked on many different fronts today. Testosterone levels in guys have been plummeting over the last several decades, causing men to become weaker, more unsure of themselves, less decisive, and less fertile. Maybe you're not quite as sharp as you used to be. Your optimism begins to fade, aches and pains start to appear more often and stay longer, and you find that it becomes more difficult to focus on the important things in life. The more you experience this, the more challenging and less fulfilling life becomes. And in today's modern life, you don't even need to be old to experience these things. Some will say there is an intentional war against masculinity today. And whether this is true or not, your testosterone is under constant attack. And if you don't stand up and do something to protect it, a future of low testosterone symptoms is all but assured. In this audio, you will learn what the threats are and how to defend yourself from them. As we proceed, imagine that you are a warrior encountering and then learning how to overcome the enemies that threaten not only your testosterone, but also your mind. You see, the enemies are real, but not what you've always been told. The experts say that declining testosterone in men is normal and just a part of life. They will say that andropause is considered normal for guys beginning in middle age. And if you ask why, the experts will say, well, this is just because as you get older, your body wears out and it's just not as efficient. Here's something very important to remember when you hear about this condition being normal or that condition being normal. Normal, as it relates to health statistics, is more often than not arrived at by an average of values spread out over a generally unwell population. Let's face it, the general population today is not exactly a picture of good health. There's an obvious obesity epidemic, and many people are popping multiple prescription drugs by the time they are in their 30s to manage multiple chronic ailments. So maybe averaged out across chronically ill populations, andropause is normal, but it's surely not normal for a healthy human male. Make a commitment now not to be a general statistic. You don't want to be normal, you want to be exceptional. There are plenty of older guys in our society with youthful testosterone levels. I know, because pushing 60, I'm one of them. You see, unless you have a genetic disorder, some type of physical trauma to your testicles, or a serious disease, there is no reason why you cannot have healthy, natural testosterone levels into old age, just like men in Tanzania, Okinawa, Bolivia, and other countries around the world that have not adopted our modern Western lifestyle. These men don't have higher testosterone because of genetics. All humans today, regardless of origin, are 99.9% genetically identical, and testosterone production is controlled by the same genes shared across human populations. If they can do it, you can do it. The reason these men have higher testosterone levels is because of their lifestyle, what they eat, how they move, how they sleep, what they feel, how they think, and maybe, most importantly, what they are not exposed to. All influence, not just testosterone, but all of their hormones. If you were to join a tribe in Bolivia and started living like they do, it wouldn't be long before your testosterone would normalize. Fortunately, due to the fact that living with a tribe in the wild is not a very attractive perspective for most of us Western guys, you could also adopt a pro-testosterone lifestyle right here at home where you are right now. In fact, I'm going to offer you a powerful one later in this presentation. But here's the thing. I could present this detailed lifestyle plan, one with known, proven techniques to raise testosterone, to a group of guys, and most of them, even though they want higher testosterone, would not even try it, or they may try and give up. You see, there are some musts that you must do, not maybe do or halfway do, but must do if you want healthy testosterone. You must eat specific, well-researched ingredients your body needs to manufacture testosterone. You must avoid and flush from your body the toxins that kill your testosterone production and harm your brain. You must cultivate thoughts and emotions conducive to the release of testosterone. You must adopt a lifestyle that supports testosterone. A few might try and then give up before they see results. Others will immediately declare the whole thing a scam and move on to the next shiny thing without even trying. Why, when presented with known, research-backed ways to raise testosterone, would many, maybe even most guys, not follow through to achieve it? And here's the reason. Many of the same modern lifestyle factors that are creating dysfunctional endocrine systems are also creating dysfunctional brains. Like parts of our endocrine system that become unhealthy and dysfunctional, there are regions of our brain that do too. This affects our ability to focus, our ability to set goals and carry them out to completion, our motivation, our self-control, our ability to think critically and solve problems. These are just some of the mental abilities that give us the fortitude to actually implement what needs to be done to increase our testosterone, which is the whole point of this audio. Science has been telling us for decades what we can do to cultivate a healthy endocrine system, but what's not widely discussed is why we can't think straight sometimes, focus for very long, or set plan, and follow through with our goals to completion. Healthy testosterone is possible. It's just that up to this point, you have not consistently done what needs to be done to have it. Our society is infected with the quick fix mindset, and there is no shortage of those who are more than willing to sell us fast result solutions that mask symptoms, neglecting the cause, which always ends up making things worse. For example, testosterone therapy may be a quick fix, and you might feel great for a while, but not only does this neglect the cause, it further erodes the endocrine system's ability to produce natural testosterone and can mess with your other hormones as a side dish. But the HRT docs make big bank convincing you that their hormone replacement therapy is the best solution for andropause. And unfortunately, they may be right. Not because HRT is the best option. The reason is many modern men today do not have the mental fortitude required to make the lifestyle changes necessary in order to have natural, plentiful testosterone levels, something that, sadly, is considered normal today. We are literally becoming a brain-damaged society, one seeking instant gratification and quick answers to all of our problems and lacking the mental ability to think and plan using our higher mental faculties. Before we are done with testosterone warrior mindset, I will tell you exactly how our brains are being damaged, why this is important, not only for your testosterone, but for your life, and what you can do about it. First, we'll hit base camp to do a quick review of testosterone and the important role it plays, and then we'll begin our journey starting at the very top of the testosterone production system in your body, the hypothalamus, and travel all the way down to the end where testosterone's alpha message is expressed in the nucleus of the cell. You will soon discover that testosterone, your alpha manly hormone, is actually very fragile and is created through many steps, any of which, if compromised, could lead to production problems. This is why I call it the perilous journey. We will visit each step along the way and address the dangers lurking that could keep your alpha hormone from reaching its destination and what you can do to help assure its arrival. Then we are going to discuss another problem in our society today and how to tune our brains up so they are capable of expressing the so-called higher cognitive functions absolutely required for adopting a pro-testosterone lifestyle. This is the secret. It's all about mindset, but you have to have a healthy brain in order to cultivate the required mindset. The reason this audio is called Testosterone Warrior Mindset is because you are literally in a war with forces that are trying to kill your testosterone and your mind. If you are serious about keeping your alpha manliness and a strong, resilient, and effective mind, then you must adopt a warrior mindset toward those forces which grow stronger by the day. Let's get to it.